Prologue. It was nearly 5 o'clock when she walked in. Last light slanting through the crooked blinds, catching the dust Harper never quite got around to cleaning. Betty Lou had gone for the day, leaving behind a scent of lilac and nothing else. The office had gone quiet, the kind of quiet that made Harper think too much. The woman stood in the doorway for a long moment before stepping inside. Not the kind who lit up a room. She wore black gloves despite the mild weather. Her coat was plain, cinched tight across narrow shoulders that looked like they'd been hunched under too many years of quiet disappointment. Her makeup was careful, light powder, modest lipstick, just enough to suggest she still cared, or wanted someone to think she did. The kind of woman people might overlook, just a housewife. But Harper had learned to be suspicious of people who disappeared too easily into the background. She hovered near the chair across his desk, eyes flicking forward like she didn't trust the legs to hold her weight. "I've never hired a detective before," she said, voice low and tight.
"Most don't," Harper replied. "Not unless something's eaten at him."
She nodded once slowly, then lowered herself into the chair, perched on the edge like she was still halfway out the door. "It's my husband," she said. "I think he's seeing someone."
Another woman, same words.
Like the city handed them out with marriage licenses. "He works late, comes home smelling like incense." She glanced down at her gloves, picked at a loose thread. "And sometimes his collar smells like perfume, not mine. He never used to keep things from me. Now he comes home quiet, like he's hiding something." From her purse, she pulled a crumpled receipt and a photograph. The photo came first, a black and white snapshot curled at the corners, the kind people keep in wallets or tuck behind glass in a nightstand. "This is my husband, James Olson." Harper took the photo. Average build, serious eyes, the kind of face you wouldn't remember unless you had a reason to. Then she laid the receipt flat on the desk, like evidence in a trial neither of them wanted to attend. "I found this from a place in Chinatown, the Golden Orchid. He works near Chinatown," she added. "Carlton Shipping, bookkeeping. Lately he says he's been working nights, says they're behind an inventory and audits, something like that." She said it all too fast, like she'd practiced it, like maybe she was trying to convince herself. Harper's eyes dropped to the Golden Orchid receipt. The name rang a bell. Not because it was glamorous, but because he'd been there. Half-price lo mein on Tuesdays. The fortune cookies were always wrong. No wisdom, no lucky numbers, just stale crunch and bad advice.
"You want me to follow him?" he asked.
She hesitated, then met his eyes. Her voice cracked, but only once. "I want to know if he's lying." She paused just for a breath, then added her words bitter, "and who he's lying with." He gave a slow nod and leaned back in his chair.
$10 a day plus expenses. You still want the truth?"
She didn't answer right away, then quietly, "Yes." She reached into her purse, but Harper waved it off. "You can settle up later if you still want the truth." Harper took out his notepad, name, address, and phone number. "Mrs. James Olson, 2216 West Porter Street, Fairmount 2849. Harper scribbled the details down, enough to get started. He took the case because he needed rent money. He should have taken the night off.